You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Visitors to Green Lakes can now see the new Environmental Education Center that's part of millions of dollars of improvements. WAER's Chris Bolt reports state and local officials joined Salem Hyde school kids to cut the ribbon.
You might have seen evidence of the $13 million the state is pouring into Green Lakes State Park. Protecting the park itself was one of the key goals. Parks Commissioner Rose Harvey explains water runoff that was fouling the pristine lakes has been diverted.
Ensuring we were protecting the sustainability of the natural area and the recreational area that this park is. So it's kind of fitting that this Environmental Education Center is a capstone.
Some of the more obvious renovations included golf course, camping, and bathroom improvements, and a rebuilt restaurant, bar, and terrace. Former SUNY ESF President Neil Murphy helped the project through. He's excited about the experience for children.
It results in increased self-esteem, elevation of one's mood, reduces anger, improves psychological well-being, positive effects on cognitive function, and extraordinary social benefits. To have these young people have that immersion experience with nature is without parallel.
It's beautiful. If you would ever come here, you'll like it to explore that.
My favorite part is really this house in the
back. And kids can seem pretty enthusiastic in nature.
I wish this was my house because
I like the lake. It's really nice.
I went hiking and the hikes were really fun.
Part of the state investment includes free transportation and programming for underprivileged schools. Environmental educator Katie Mulverhill will run programs at the new Environmental Center to teach about the wildlife, stewardship of nature, and the unique lakes.
We're going to be really working to get all the schools, especially from Syracuse, to come out here and tie in the field trip curriculum with their science curriculum so that it really helps the teachers. You know, some things you can't teach very well in a classroom, but if you come here, it teaches itself.
The Green Lakes improvements are part of the Parks 2020 program, investing up to $900 million in state parks, which last year, Harvey says, drew 71 million visitors, boosting local economies. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.